Call Back the Past.
My intention certainly is to see whether we can normalize relations as between South Africa and African states. And I have no doubt that that is also the intention of Liberia. And I may add, other countries in Africa.
South African Prime Minister Mr. Forster on détente in 1975. With the eyes of the world focused on Africa, several of the continent's leaders caught international headlines. Uganda's Idi Amin, as usual, was in the limelight for his bizarre and often melodramatic activities. Among them, the Dennis Hills incident in which he insulted the British Queen. From other black leaders came welcome indications of cooperation. Among them, Zambia's President Kaunda.
We in Zambia are determined to strengthen our relations with our neighbors. We know we have to pay a price for unity and the necessity of peace and harmony in our region. We are prepared to pay a just price, provided it is in the interest of Africa to do so. We must leave this world better than we found it.
South Africa also played a part in bringing together Ian Smith with President Kaunda in the historic Victoria Falls Bridge Summit. Mr. Smith.
From other points of view, the Victoria Agreement, which culminated in the Victoria Falls Conference, was a great success. From it has come new contacts, new friendships, and a deeper understanding and sympathy between the government of the Republic of South Africa, Zambia, and indeed ourselves. I believe it will herald a new era of mutual understanding and cooperation.
In America, where missing Patty Hearst was finally tracked down by police, President Ford is the near victim of two supposed assassination attempts, both by women. The president spoke of the delicate détente triangle between the United States, Russia, and China.
There were, as expected, differences of perspective. Our societies, our philosophies, our varying positions in the world give us differing perceptions of our respective national interests. But we did find a common ground. We reaffirmed that we share very important areas of concern and agreement.
See the curtains hanging in the window in the evening on a Friday night. A little light shining through the window lets me know everything's all right.
Summer Breeze, one of the hits of 1975, sung by The Main Ingredient. Meanwhile, another area of Africa threatened to erupt. With General Franco dead, Spain became a monarchy under King Juan Carlos, and Moroccans gathered by the thousands to march into Spanish Sahara. Fortunately, the march remained peaceful. UN Secretary General Kurt Waldheim.
The resolution which has just been adopted by the Council urges all the parties concerned and interested to avoid any unilateral or other action which might further escalate the tension in the area. It further requests me to continue and intensify my consultations with the parties. I wish to assure the Council that I shall continue to do my best to contribute towards a solution of this problem.
And however uneasy, peace was maintained in the Middle East, with Egypt softening in attitude towards the West. Egyptian leader, President Sadat.
I should spare the United States, in spite of everything that happened there in the Middle East, to do their best to fulfill another disengagement agreement between Syria and Israel, similar to that happened last year in 74 by Dr. Kissinger through his shuttle in the area. And I think it is urgent.
Back in South Africa, a major shake-up in the world of letters with the arrest and eventual trial of Breyten Breytenbach for sabotage.
Colonel Broderick of the security police, who's been in charge of the investigations, told the court of Breytenbach's deep sorrow for what he had done, that he had continued with his poetry work while in detention, and that he wanted to correct what he had done wrong. In the witness stand, Breytenbach spoke of how he only came to realize, after his wrongdoings, that people, politics, the policy of a country, aren't just a collection of words. He accepted responsibility for his actions, but he now realized that the way in which he tried to work for the growth of South African civilization and future, and the methods which he employed, were wrong.
At sport, the French rugby team paid a visit, but were no match for the Springboks.
Now, midway between the French 25 and the halfway line, 15 yards in from Dutch Bavel, puts it in a slow heel. It's going to be picked up by Mornay Duplessis, I think. He does pick it up. He gives it to Kritzinger coming round, but he's tackled. He gets out of trouble for me. This is the cut. He could be over, and he's going to go over. He's going for it.
While Arnold Taylor proved that his previous victory over Romeo Anaya was no fluke.
And a beautiful right hook there from Arnold Taylor. And now Anaya certainly must be in a little bit of trouble. He ducks low and holds on desperately as Mr. Christodoulou tries to push them apart. He has to wrestle to get them apart. And Anaya, it is, he's in a bit of trouble. Taylor catches him with a left hand again. And another left from Taylor. Then he misses with a left. And a roundhouse right hand that catches him on the side of the face. And another right hook from Arnold Taylor. And Anaya's in the corner. He's a heap. I don't think he'll ever get up. I don't think he's got it. Taylor's dancing around all over the place. There it is. He's out. Arnold Taylor has won on a knockout. A tremendous effort there by Arnold Taylor.
Everybody was kung fu. They fought with expert timing. There was funky China men from funky Chinatown. They were chopping them up, they were chopping them down. It's an ancient Chinese art, and everybody knew their part. From a fainting to a slip, and a kicking from the hip. Everybody was kung fu.
Carl Douglas with his 1975 hit Kung Fu Fighting. In India, Mrs. Gandhi imposed a state of emergency after accusations of irregularities in election campaigning threatened her government. While in Britain, Margaret Thatcher made history by becoming the first woman leader of a major political party when she succeeded Edward Heath as Conservative Party leader. In South Africa, where State President Dr. Diedrich took over, the worldwide bogey of inflation became a worrisome burden. The Prime Minister...
The present rate of inflation, to a greater or lesser degree, has an adverse effect on the earnings and standard of living of all sections of the community and causes serious hardships, particularly for the lower paid people in our country. In fact, it is a serious threat to our economic and social system and gives rise to the erosion of valuable monetary and other assets, both in the public and the private sectors, which South Africa simply cannot afford.
At the United Nations, things continued getting out of hand with a lopsided balance of power in favor of the Afro-Asian bloc. Their condemnation of the Zionist movement as racism brought sharp rebuke from United States spokesman Moynihan.
The United States rises to declare before the General Assembly of the United Nations and before the world that it does not acknowledge, it will not abide by, it will never acquiesce in this infamous act.
But of all the year's events, none was more worrisome for the Republic than the Russian-Cuban intervention in Angola. America's Dr. Kissinger.
Unless the Soviet Union shows restraint in its foreign policy actions, the situation in our relationship is bound to become more tense, and there is no question that the United States will not accept Soviet military excess of any kind.
At year's end, Mr. Forster spoke to the nation.
We have recognized the state of Angola. We have committed no act of aggression or subversion. We are in favor of a political settlement, and we have no claims on anything in Angola. It is not necessary for me, in conclusion, to tell you how delicate the matter is.
Back the Past was devised and presented by Percy Seath and comes to you by courtesy of the Springbok Radio Preservation Society of South Africa.